Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are coming very, very close to Yom Kippur, so it's worthwhile to be mamik in the pnimius and yanim of Yom Kippur and what it's all about. We're basing ourselves on a beautiful article written by Rav Yoel Kahn, who is the chozer of the Rebbe Milubavitch, probably in the world today the greatest interpreter of Torah's Chabad, and we shall begin. The shir should be exclusive for Levi Zev ben Yehudis and Yaakov ben Leah. They should both be Zohar Bekarov to Zivuk Hagun, and Ilana Simon Bas Miriam, she should be Zohar to Zivuk Hagun b'mehera. Chaim Mir Mendel Bas Chava Gold, they should have her for Shlema, and Bracha v'atzlacha to Simcha ben Ilana. The mission at the end of Taina says, "L'hayu yomim tovim liYisrael k'chamishasar ba'avu k'yom haKippurim." The greatest day on the Jewish calendar is both the greatest days are the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. The Gemara explains why is Yom Kippur so gevaldik. The answer is because it's a day of slicha and mechila, the day that the second luchos were given. In other words, the Gemara says there are two details here. Number one, slicha and mechila, day God forgives us. God forgives us on Yom Kippur. And also, it's the day that the second luchos were given. So, Fipshuto, the shaychus between these two details is that when God gave us the second luchos, so that was a sign that He forgave us for the Chet Egel. When the Chet Egel was done, the luchos were shattered, and then Hashem gave us the second luchos. That's a simon that there was slicha and mechila. And in order to be mefarsim, to publicize this mechila, we have Yom Kippur. That's the day that that has slicha mechila, because we were given the luchos as slicha mechila. However, there's more to it. There's more to the fact that it's a day of slicha mechila and the day that nidnu ba luchos achronos, and that's what we're going to explore. How the giving of the luchos, the giving of the Torah, makes it a day of slicha and mechila. We see in the Gemara darshins the pasuk in Tainis, b'yom chasunaso ze matan Torah. The day of the chasuna is matan Torah. In other words, Yom Kippur is called, according to Rashi, b'yom chasunaso. This is the day of the wedding. Ze matan Torah. Yom Kippur is yom matan Torah. So how does yom matan Torah, how is that mishtalev? How does that woven into the fabric of this day of slicha and mechila? So the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, brings a machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbanan with respect to the kapar of Yom Kippur. According to Rabbanan, Yom Kippur is only mechaper for those who do tshuva. Yom Kippur meinu mechaper el al hashavim. According to Rebbe, whether a person did tshuva or not, Yom Kippur is mechaper, because itzumo shel yom is mechaper. The day itself, the essence of the day, is mechaper. The Rambam paskins that atzmo shel yom kippur mechaper lashavim. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva paskins, the beginning, Aleph Gimel, that Yom Kippur is mechaper for those who do tshuva. In other words, the Rambam paskins like Rabbanan and not like Rebbe. Chaval, if he would pass like Rebbe, life would be easier. You don't even need to do tshuva. But the Rambam paskins like Rabbanan. It's not chaval. It's good to work. It's good to do tshuva. In any event, that Yom Kippur is only mechaper lashavim. Atzmo shel Yom Kippur im mechaper lashavim. However, for medayik in the lashon of the Rambam, he doesn't just say that you have to do tshuva and the tshuva is mechaper. He says that the atzmo shel Yom Kippur is mechaper if you do tshuva. In other words, there's a condition that one has to do tshuva. If one does tshuva, then the atzmo shel Yom Kippur is mechaper. So that's a very beautiful diuk. In other words, the ma'ilah of Yom Kippur is not just that it's a day that you can be achieve a certain kapara, like the Rambam says, that even though it's always good to do tshuva and to cry out, Aseres Yimei Tshuva is the best time. That's the best time to do tshuva. However, Yom Kippur is a completely andere zach. It's something completely different. That it's a kapara that comes from itzumo shel yom. The tshuva is a tnai, And itzumo shel yom, the essence of the day of Yom Kippur, is what's mechaper. What's this all about? Every Jew can only be blemished when he is a mitzias to himself, when he is separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one does an aveira, he has a less of his kashrus of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he has this ketem, he has this stain. And if he does tshuva, so then the stain is cleaned. When the essence of a Jew is revealed, that his true mitzias is godliness, so it's then revealed that lechatchila there was no pagam. Mitzad the etzem, the essence of a Jew, he's never a mitzias to himself. He's always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means. Itzumo shel yom is mechaper, that on this day, as Rav Kahn says, mitgale hakesher ha'atzmuti shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Bnei Yisrael. The essential connection that God has with the Jewish people is revealed, and if we're connected, then there's no pagam, there's no blemish. A blemish is only externally, it looks like we're disconnected. And Yom Kippur, it's revealed that we were never really disconnected after all. So it's not just that God is forgiving us, it's that now we get back to our original source of being one with God. Kiviyachol. As long as a person is a metzias to himself, there can be a pagam, and the tshuva cleans the pagam. So that's during the year. On Yom Kippur, it's not just a matter of cleansing. It's showing that lechatchila, it's not shaykh that we should have pagam at all, because on the deepest level, we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Yom Kippur is, as the Lubavitcher Rebbe says in the Sefer Ma'amarim. Malukot, Chelek Aleph, Pechkuf, Pedalet, Hatshuva Diyom HaKippurim, Hi Be'ikar Lios Mekusherim Ha'atzmus. That the tshuva Yom Kippur is to become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to connect to our most essential selves and unite with our godly soul and with God. So the truth is that the tochen haklali, the general content of tshuva throughout the year, is to arouse this deep kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we have. But during the year, the emphasis is on charata ala avar, kabbalah al ha'asid. That's during the year. In Yom Kippur, the main focus is on the kesher ha'atzmi. And all of the charata that we have and the al-chaitz is just to remove the externals. What we're really trying to get to on Yom Kippur is this kesher ha'atzmi that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Itzumo shel yom mechaper. The achas bishana. Achas bishana. That once a year, the Torah says, we have this opportunity to connect to our etzem. That's the day that the satan is off. The satan has satan, Gematria 364. One day a year he's off. So he has an off day. And then we get on. We connect back to our atzmus. That's what Chazal mean, the famous Chazal, Yalkut Shimoni and Yecheskel, Yerushalmi and Makis. They asked Chochma, what's the punishment of a sinner? So Chochma answers, wisdom answered, evil is going to pursue him. They asked Nevuah, what's the punishment of a sinner? And he said, somebody sins, he dies. They asked Torah. Torah answers that he should bring a Karban Asham. He should bring a Karban Asham and he'll be miskaper. So we have Chochma saying that he gets evil, because Raz Mitzias, this is the Chacham to Radif Ra, the evil runs after him. They ask Nevuah, Nevuah says he dies. They ask Torah, Torah says he brings a carbon. And they ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, and God says he should do tshuva. He does tshuva, and then he'll get kapar. So obviously we're talking here about Chochma, it's talking about godly wisdom. Nevuah is also Dvar Hashem, that's revealed to the Navi. Torah is the Torah of Hashem. So why is only Hashem saying he should do tshuva? What about Chochma and what about Nevuah? Very famous medrash and a very famous kasha that we're asking. What's going on here? So the explanation is that even though Chochma, Nevuah, and Torah are all dargos, they're all levels of godliness, nevertheless, they're all how God reveals himself to the world that God reveals himself to the Jew through Limud HaTorah and Kiyum HaMitzvos. So when a Jew throws off all Malchus Shamayim, he is dirtying, sullying, blemishing himself with this stain. And in the realm of Torah and Mitzvahs, so there are ways to fix it. In the realm of Chachma, there's evil, not even a fix. Nevuah, he dies. Torah says he has to bring a carbon. So that's all within the realm of the world. But then we get to beyond the world. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unlimited. Chachma, Nevuah, and Torah, how God shows himself, reveals himself in this world, so that's with a limit. But God himself is not limited. And God says, Yaseh Teshuvah V'yiskaper. So even though based on the Klalim of Chachma, Nevuah, and Torah, he made a blemish, and he was pogam, his dveikus b'Hashem, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reconnect him. So, the obvious kasha is that the Torah itself says to do tshuva. Where do we get tshuva from? The Torah says to do tshuva. Mitzvah say daraisa, according to many, to do tshuva. So, what does it mean that only God says to do tshuva? The Torah doesn't say to do tshuva. The Nevuah is also filled with tshuva. Why does Nevuah say that he dies? So the answer is that tshuva is really higher than Torah. Tshuva is higher than everything. Tshuva goes with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva is kadma la'olam. But it was revealed through the Torah. Gilui koyach na lezeh leinu ha'idei Torah. Kolan yaneh ha'kadusha mizgalim ba'olam hazeh ha'idei Torah. All the kedusha that is revealed through the Torah. So even though mitzad gidrei ha'Torah, there's no room for tshuva, but they are revealed to us through the Torah. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka has to say Yaseh Teshuvah V'yiskaper Lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above all the Gidarim of the Torah. But he reveals it through the Torah. Because Torah is his galus. Torah is how God reveals himself to us. So tshuva comes from a place kiviyochel that's higher than Torah, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But it's revealed through the Torah. However, there's something even deeper here. The reason that tshuva was explained in the Torah, even though tshuva is even higher l'chora than the Torah kiviyachol, is not just because Torah reveals the ma'ala of tshuva. A lot more than that. The koach of tshuva to be mechaber, to reveal the roots of the Jewish people, in the atzmas kiviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and God himself, is because it's written in the Torah. Since Torah is meucha, Torah is one with God. Kula chad, Yisrael, Raisa, Kuchibichu chadim. They're all one. Torah is one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what gives tshuva, which is explained in the Torah, the power to affect kapara. So in other words, Torah isn't just revealing tshuva. Torah is what gives tshuva its koach. Again, the Medrash, it comes from God, because tshuva is higher. But God put tshuva through the Torah, so to speak, and once it went through this conduit of Torah, that's what gives tshuva the koach hamechaper. So when Torah is in the levush of chachma, so then tshuva can't be mechaper. It's mugbal, it's limited. But Torah, when you go back to get to the root of Torah, Torah is being one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what gives tshuva its koach hakapara. So there are really two aspects of Torah. The Torah b'levush hachachma, the wisdom of Torah. All the wisdom of Torah says to do is bring a carbon. However, Torah as being one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, Raisa, V'kud, Shabrichu, Chadei, being one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Torah, once tshuva is written in that Torah, now tshuva has the koach hamechaper because it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the words of Rav Kahn, at kam she gadol kocha shel atshuva, hari b'sofa shel davar hi pu'ulat ha'adam ha'mugbal, ve'eina yichola lo'orer at atzmuto shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh she'b'tshuva yesh ta'koch v'ayichot lo'orer at ha'kapreitza l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzmo, ba'al ha'ratzon, hu daf m'vnei she'atshuva nechteva b'torah, she'i meuchedet l'gamrei im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shorash ha'mogzeh shel ha'torah mitgaleh, בעבודת התשובה של האדם, והידי כך מגיעה כפרה מבחינת בעל הרצון. So, when we do tshuva, tshuva is a very nice thing, but we don't have the koach ourselves to be ma'or the atzmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's ma'or the atzmus kiviyachal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Torah. So by writing tshuva in the Torah, when we do tshuva, we connect to that tshuva that's written in the Torah. And the Torah is one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what's that's what affects the kapara. And based on this, we can understand the kesher between the avodah of Yom Kippur being Yom Chasunasa, the day that the second luchos were given, and the fact that it's a day of slicha and mechila, the fact that it's a day of forgiveness. We said it's a day of Matan Torah and a day of forgiveness. So, Shnei Dvarim Shenizdamnu Lepundak Echot. Obviously, it is not a coincidence. Mikre, coincidence, is Osios Rak Me Hashem. Yom Kippur is called Yom Chasunasa, the day of the giving of the Luchas Achronos. It's also the day of Slicha Mechila. How is it a day of Slicha Mechila? Because it's a day of Yom Chasunasa, because the second Luchos were given. There can only be Slicha Mechila through the giving of the Torah, because the Torah is what gives Tshuva the Koach to be Poel, the Koach to be effective. Zeshi Tzumo Shel Yom Zeh Goreim L'Slicha U'Mechila Miyuchedet Noveh Mikach Shezeu Yom Chatunato Zeh Matan Torah Zeu Yom Shel Hitachadut HaChatan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Im HaKala B'nei Yisrael. This is the day of the Chasana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is marrying the Jewish people. Ad Lehitachadut Mushlemet. It's complete unity. Ve'az Mitgaleh Shemilechatchila Lo Yachol Liyot Pagam B'Kasher Atzmi Shelahem. Then it's revealed that originally, forget about the sins. There could be no pagam in our kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the koach of itzumo shel yom comes from the Torah that was given on this day. So Yom Kippur has the koach of tshuva. The Gilgav is the koach to show that we're one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the itzumo shel yom. But where does it get the power of itzumo, of connecting kiviyachol to the atzmus, to the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because it's written in the Torah. And the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are one. So when you look at the Torah's Chachma, that's more external. But Torah mitzad atzma mitzad pnimiyusa is kiviyachol one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you connect to that, you're connecting to God Himself, kiviyachol. And therefore, it can only be Yom Slichu Mechila, because it's Yom Chasunasa. The Slichu Mechila come from the fact that you can connect to the atzmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us and Klal Yisrael are one. You show that there was no pagam at all. So this is really the day of Yom Chasunasa, of Aslich and Mechila, that Kutshabrichu Yisrael v'Oraisa Chad. We connect to the Oraisa, and Memele we connect to Kutshabrichu, and it's one happy party, and we're all one. We're connecting to the Atzmus. Is this deep, Rabosai? So to understand better, we have to see the fundamental difference between Torah and mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, Chazal say, were given lo nitnu mitzvahs ela tzarif b'hem abriyos, to purify people. Mitzvahs affect purity in a person who does them, and in the part of the world where they're done. When a Jew makes a bracha and sukkahs on the esrog, he's poel a zikuch in the esrog with which the mitzvah is done. As the Sefer HaTanya talks about at the end of Perek Lamed Aleph, Perek Lamed Zayin. So it's it purifies the Esrog, it purifies the place of the person. It also purifies the person. He did a Maisa Mitzvah. He's Meshabit himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's the Mitzvah that he does, and the common denominator of all Mitzvahs, that he's an Eved, that's Batal to his Adam. So mitzvahs are very chashuv. Mitzvah purify a person. They purify the esrog. the place the person's in. Torah is different. Torah is not bittul metzias ha'adam. Adarav. When a person learns and understands Torah, his seichel becomes one with godliness. It becomes, if the seichel becomes a levush, it becomes it encloses godliness. When a person does mitzvahs, he does it he's a mitzias. But he connects, his mitzias connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by fulfilling the will of Hashem. Or he's machni himself, or he lowers himself to the ratzon of Hashem, or he does mitzvahs out of ava. But he's a mitzias. Even if it's a bittel, but he's being mevatel as mitzias. He's still a mitzias. Even after he did the mitzvah, he's still a mitzias. But when a person learns Torah, he becomes kiviyachol one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says about the Beis Yosef in the Sefer Magid Meisharim, discussions with an angel. Ani ha-mishnah ha-medaberes b'ficha. I am the Mishnah that's talking in your mouth. So it's not that the person is a mitzias and the Mishnah that he's learning is something else. Ani ha-mishnah. He becomes the Torah. Like the Maharal says, a person who learns Torah properly, becomes himself a Torah. He's a chefetz of Torah. That's why the Gemara says, how foolish are the Babylonians. They stand up for a sefer Torah. They don't stand up in front of a person who learns Torah. What's the kesher? Torah is holier. A person who learns, he's a good guy, but he's still a guy. He's not Torah. What's the kal v'chomer? They should definitely stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Why? The answer is because the Talmud Chacham is himself Torah. He has the mile of a person, but a person is kulo Torah. So vad, if you stand up for a Torah, which is dead parchment, you stand up for a person who's kulo Torah. So when a person does mitzvahs, he's mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a mitzias that has to be mevatel himself. When he learns Torah, he becomes one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's misached with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which is obviously a much higher level of unity and of closeness. So that's the difference between Torah and mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are bittel. Mitzvahs can be done mitoch ava. Mitzvahs can be done mitoch kabbalah sol. So, he's connecting to Hashem through being mevatel himself, but he's still a mitzias. Hashem came Torah. Torah is ichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unity. So this difference between the effectiveness of Torah and mitzvahs comes from the root of Torah and mitzvahs up in Shemayim. Mitzvahs are on the level of godliness that give room for a person in the world. Mitzvahs are commandments given to a person that shows the godly will that God wants to relate to His creations. They can only be commandments when there is a person who is commanded. Otherwise there wouldn't be mitzvahs. So there has to be a mitzvah of a person. There has to be a mitzvah of an esrog. He has to take the esrog, he has to take the abriminim and shake him. Masha'en kein Torah, the shorish of Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as He is above all reality. Torah kodma le'olam. Torah perceives the world. It has no shaychus. There's a level of Torah. There's no shaychus to the world. It says that a person has to learn Torah. And Mamish Gemara says, until his moment of death. What's the havamina? That you don't have to learn Torah until you die. You're not chayvin mitzvahs. No. But it's saying that a person has to learn Torah even if he's going to die, even if he's no shaychus to the world anymore. He should learn Hilchas Tefillin. He knows the doctor says he has 15 minutes to live. And it's Shabbos morning. He's no chance to make it to Sunday morning. You know, the doctors are wrong on that. But that's a different shir. So, but he should still learn Hilchos Tefillin, because that's the wisdom of God. Even beyond the world. Torah is above the world. So when we learn Gemara, we learn Shnayim, Urchsim Betalis, Yachloku, that's because it's the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that they should split up this Talis. That svar is from the Chochmah of Hashem. We see this in the Yerni Dachas. The Gemara says, there was never an Yerni Dachas in Hedron Ayin Aleph. Never an Yerni Dachas. A city of idolaters. There was never such a thing. Drosh v'kabel schar. But learn about it and get schar. Why should I learn about it and get schar? Because we want to know godly wisdom, not as it relates to the world. Because according to this opinion, there was never an Yerni Dachas. But we want to know godly wisdom to become one with God. even not as it relates to the world. And God is, He is. So mitzvahs, even if he's mevatel himself, he's still a mitzias. But when he learns Torah, Torah is above tzivui. So that means that there is no existence. All there is God. All there is God. It's a very brisker idea that they took Yoredei out of the kitchen. It used to be about pots and pans, and they put everything into a conceptual framework. And they dafka didn't want to learn halacha l'maisa. They dafka just wanted to learn the lamdas and the svaras. Why? So now we understand very beautifully a chassidish explanation of a brisker mahalach, of a brisker approach to learning. And that is, it's the word of God. I want to get to the word of God. Not the word of God as it relates to the world. What happens if my fleishig spoon falls into a pot of boiling milk? That's not what I want to know. I want to know what's God thinking. So obviously we learn Torah also as it relates to the world. But that's mitzvahs, that's a lower level, that's where we're still in mitzvahs. But to learn Torah for Torah's sake, just Torah. Torah is as the wisdom of God, to connect to God and to connect to Atzmus. And that's also that explains another difference. When we do a mitzvah, we say, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavos. God's the melech, and we're mevatel ourselves to the ratzon of the melech. So that's called iskafion chasidus. We're forcing ourselves to the ratzon of Hashem. There's something else. There's this hafchia, where we just transform ourselves. That's Torah. Torah is when we become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is when we have a tainug, when we have pleasure. So there is a concept in Torah of all Torah. But that's only so that there's also a mile of avdus and bittul. But ultimately the pnimius of your learning is that it should become, that there should be la'olam yilmad adam emokim shaliv o chafetz. Chafetz is not just you really want it strongly. There has to be pleasure. And that's why the Torah is called Sha'ashuim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yetz lo Sha'ashuim. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He toys around with it. I once read somebody said, he was giving a shiur, and he said, so the Gemara toys with this svara. And he got very angry. He said, how do you use such a lashon to toy with this svara? But I think it's in the Pesukim. V'yetz lo Sha'ashuim. It's like a toy. It's like a pleasure for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzatzu is a toy. But it's a pleasure for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's talking about Torah before Briyas HaOlam. And that's the way we're supposed to relate to Torah as well. If it's before Briyas HaOlam, it's not as it relates to the world. It's Torah as the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we also learn Torah as Shashuim. So we have to have Tainuk. So for you and I, the Tainuk of Torah is learning a shtickle in Rabbi Yosef Engel, or in Rabbi Chaim Brisker, or the Rugachover, or Reb Leib Malin, or Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, and we see, what a geshmak is svar. Ooh, what a mahalach that was. So that's the chachma of Torah. But the highest level of tainuk is that you're connecting to the wisdom of God. And that's obviously the famous Iglei Talmud, Hakdama. That the Iker mitzvah of Talmud Torah is that it should be learned with oneg. But the oneg is not from the Chochmah of Torah. The Maharal also talks about this idea that some people love the Chochmah of Torah. We're not just supposed to love the Chochmah of Torah. We're supposed to love Torah itself. Torah is the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why we get pleasure? Because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets pleasure from. This is Hashem's pleasure. It becomes our pleasure. And we connect. It's like a yachol. You have a couple, they connect. The man, he loves football. He's a big Dolphins fan. A yachol is a terrible mushel to bring from football, but b'chozo, I used to like sports. He loves the Dolphins. Oh, does he love the... I used to be a Dolphin fan. He loves the Dolphins. He loves watching Dan Marino throw 65-yard touchdown passes to Mark Clayton, or Mark Duper, the Marx brothers. He loves that. And his wife, loved Afka, a football fan. But she wants to connect to her husband. How is she going to connect to her husband? By reading Shakespeare's sonnets? Nah, her husband's interested in Shakespeare, like I'm interested in the color of the socks of the former prime minister of China. He's not interested in Shakespeare. He's interested in football. And the Dolphins are playing the Jets, Richard Todd, against Dan Marino. Remember the famous game? I think it was 1983, in the mud. What a game. In any event, I saw that at Grossinger's. So Richard Todd isn't playing anymore. Dan Marino's not playing anymore. Grossinger's isn't playing anymore. The whole world changed in the last 25 years. In any event, Tyra Yidden, she connects him. She goes and she watches the game. And she gets Tynik from where he gets Tynik from. And her Tynik is because it's his Tynik. Oh, wow. Look at how he almost paralyzed the quarterback. Isn't that great? Lovely. So, Havdil of Avdalis and the Tzad HaTov. When we learn Torah, this is the Tynik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're getting Tynik also. But obviously, that's our way of connecting to Hashem, but it's not something separate from Hashem. That's Kudsha Brichu V'Raisa Chad. So it's really one, but it's also Hashem's Shashuim. If it's one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Mishtasheh with himself. So whatever that means, obviously we're talking about very deep Kabbalistic ideas that I don't fully understand. But I can understand that's the distinct Torah and Mitzvah. Mitzvah is the Bittul, doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Torah is higher than that. Mitzvahs are lavle honas nitna. Torah is mamish tainug. Torah is libo chofetz. Torah is pleasure. V'harev no. We don't make a bracha on mitzvahs, they should be sweet. Torah mitzvahs happen to be sweet also. It's also sweet being mevati yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not like Torah. Torah is a gishmak. There's no gishmak like Torah. But not else the chachm of Torah. Else the fact that Torah is one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shashua. Ve'eya etzlo Shashuin. So when we learn Torah, Limud HaTorah has to be the Tainuk. And that's also Lashon V'harev is sweet, is Lashon Tarov, it's mixture. Become mixed in with the Torah. You become one with the Torah. You identify with the Torah. And that's the idea. That's when do you think a joke is funny? When you identify with the joke. People laugh. Jewish people laugh at Jewish humor a lot more than they laugh at Chinese humor. Because we identify with the joke. And that's the secret. The secret is to identify with the Torah. V'harev na tarovis. And then it's sweet. And that's identifying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, even in the realm of mitzvahs, we have two levels. We can understand this by bringing the Rambam. The Rambam in the ninth Ikar of the 13 Ikrei Amunah says, the Torah will never be changed. You can't add, you can't subtract. And the Yadah Chazaka, he writes, Torah omedes la'olam ol me'olamim. It has no change, no adding, no subtracting. So, it's not only that a Navi can't change the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will never change the Torah. And the question is, why is it so important to believe that? Beseder, so he will change, he won't change. No, this is the yesod of our religion, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never change the Torah. According to the Rambam. In the Ikrim, he asks on the Rambam. He says, well, why is it so important? And let's say Hashem changes it, so let him change it. So why is it so important to believe it? And what's the big deal if Hashem changes it? According to the Ikrim, Ein monea shelo yehu yizbarach mosif o goreka shetigzor chochmosi yizbarach. The Ikrim says he can change it if he wants to. Efter sheishtanik if yachonas ha-makablam. If the makablam are changed, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change the Torah. And it's like food. It's like food. When you're a little kid, you need some type of food. A baby needs baby food. And a young man needs young man food. An older man needs older man food. Different food for different times. He gives an example from the Torah. That basar was forbidden to Adam and permitted to Noah. So you see, it does change. So what's pshat here? How are we going to explain the Rambam? So the Lubavitcher Rebbe comes to the rescue in Tavshin Nun Beis, Hamish, right before he got sick. Sefer HaSichus, and he explains, based on the Yesod and Chassidus, that there are two types of will. There's Chitzonius HaRatzen and Pnimius HaRatzen, external will and internal will. Chitzonius HaRatzen is the external reasons. For example, a person works to make money. So he's not working to work, he's working to make money. But why does he want to make, so that's Chitzonius HaRatzen. He wants to work, but only for the money. So the Ratzen to work isn't the Etzen that he wants to work. It's only to make the money. Now why does he want to make money? Oh, because he wants to buy food. But why does he want to buy food? Because he wants to live. Why does he want to live? For that there's no answer. He wants to live. That's Pnimius HaRatzen. Pnimius HaRatzen is something that comes from Etzem Nafsho Shel Adam, that the person himself wants it. He's a Metzias. He wants to live. There's no reason for it. The reason for a lot of things we do. I'm doing this because of this. I'm doing that because of that. I'm doing A because of B and C because of D. But then there's Pnimius HaRatzen. I want it because I want it. That's the Ratzon of Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is the Pnimius HaRatzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's like just a person wants to live. Why? Because I want to live. I don't have to explain why. Because I want to be alive. I very much want to be alive. I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying the trip. Mitzvahs are the Pnimius Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why there can't be a change in Mitzvahs. If Mitzvahs were Chitzonius HaRatzen, so if things would change, people would change, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will would change. But if times change, then Hashem's will can change. But if it's Pnimius HaRatzen, then it can never change. Because that's what God wants. Why does He want? Because He wants. Because that's who He is. Just like a person is somebody, a healthy person is somebody who wants to remain alive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol wants these mitzvahs, and therefore, just like there can't be a change in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we can understand is the Yesod of Amunah, so too there can't be a change in His will and the mitzvahs. Because the mitzvahs are an expression of who He is. That's Pnimius HaRatzen. And what's interesting is that the example that the Sefer Ikrim brings is from the eating of meat of Adar Rishon, that Adar Rishon was not allowed to eat meat, and then Noach was allowed. But that was before Matan Torah. The mitzvahs before Matan Torah are essentially different from the mitzvahs after Matan Torah. The mitzvahs given at Sinai, it says, Anochi on and nafshi ksavas yehavis. Anochi is Rashi Tevis. I wrote down my soul and I gave it. The mitzvahs given at Sinai are the pnimius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're the atzmius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol. They're God's essence and therefore they can't change. They can't change. The mitzvahs given before Matan Torah, that's Yeshuva Shel Olam. There you can change. One mitzvah given to Adam, it's changed for Noach. That's like the Ikrim says, kafi achonis hamekavlim. So the Ikar Hachi, that there can't be a change in the mitzvahs of the Torah, is something. It's not an intellectual statement. It's a theological statement. It's saying that the Pnimius HaRatzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't change. God can't change. So, and when Chazal say that mitzvahs were given to purify people, that's the mitzvahs after they came down, after there was a Ishtalshalus, they came down. And that's the difference between the Sefer Ikrim and the Ratwell. But the mitzvahs themselves, the mitzvahs themselves are the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they're not just there to change people. So, but as they came down, that's to be Mitzayir of the Brias. So the Sefer Ikrim is the Sefer Chakira. So it's explaining mitzvahs based on Chakira, based on intellectual understanding and research. So therefore, based on that, it makes sense mitzvahs can change. If people change, then the mitzvahs can change. But the Rambam is Sefer Hayad, which is the Sefer Halacha. There it's talking about paskening divrei Torah, which is Ratzon HaLoki. Ratzon HaLoki being the Pnimius HaRatzon of Hashem. So therefore the Rambam holds that the mitzvahs can't change. If you only look at mitzvahs vis-a-vis the Chitzonius HaRatzon of Hashem, so Mimela, it'll change based on the needs of people, that's the Ikrim. But if you look at mitzvahs based on the fact that it's Pnimius HaRatzon of Hashem, they can never change. So based on this, we have two madrigas, even within mitzvahs, we have the two madrigas that we found within Torah and mitzvahs. Remember we were mechalik before, Torah is God's will, God himself, the will of God himself, and mitzvahs is as it relates to the world. But even within mitzvahs, you have these two madrigas. There are mitzvahs at their root, that ratzon atzmi of Hashem, that's above the mitzvahs olam, and then there's the mitzvahs that are pechinas, chitzonius haratzon, and how they relate to the world. So even mitzvahs themselves have these two levels of the mitzvahs as they are up there, and mitzvahs as they relate to the world. But still, even though there are these two madrigas and mitzvahs, the higher madriga of mitzvah, of mitzvahs as they are, pnimius haratzon of Hashem, the essential will of Hashem, Torah is still higher than that. Torah is still higher than pnimius haratzon. Because mitzvah itself, what does a mitzvah mean? There's a tzivui, there's a tzivui, there's a mitzvah, and there's a mitzvah. And therefore, there is, even though it's the pnimius haratzon of Hashem, but there still is, by definition, a mitzvah and a mitzvah. So there is something outside of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Torah is kadma la'ola. Torah is legamre disconnected from mitzias ha'olam. It's the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So mitzvahs tell us what God wants us to do, and Torah is the chachma itself of Hashem. So really now there are three madregas. There's the lowest madrega of mitzvahs to purify a person, which gives a big place for a person in the world. Then there's the pnimius haratzon of mitzvahs, that the purpose of mitzvahs is that they're fulfilled. It's the will of Hashem. And the person's mevatel himself, the godliness that's above Bria, but there still is place for a person, because there is a person who's being commanded. And then there's Torah, completely divorced from the world, just the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all there is. Now this Chachma is revealed in the world, but the Chachma itself, if you look at the Chachma itself is completely beyond the world. There's no room for the world when looking at the Chachma of Torah. When you connect to that, you're connecting to the Atzmus of Hashem, Kiviyachol, where there's no room for a world. So on the three levels, the lowest level is a person's being purified, but there's a person who's being purified. And that's the lowest level, lower level of mitzvah. The higher level of mitzvah is that a person's mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His mevatel is mitzias. But he still exists. He still exists. There's a person who's been mizbato. There's the mitzias of the Adon, and there's the mitzias of the Eved. But then there's the third level, and that's the highest level. A person's not mizbatel as mitzias. He's misached with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Torah. He's becoming one with God in his Torah. There's not a mitzias that misbateles. There's just one. There's man who's one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Torah. So we know that all of the deepest ideas are reflected in the world of halacha. This idea as well. Looking at Torah as being above the world. Meseches Yuma says that Hillel is mechayev the aniyim. Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim is mechayev the ashirim. Hillel was mamish so pure, so pure. He was also pure, but he was poor. He was mamish so poor, and nevertheless, he learned. Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim was so rich, and nevertheless, he learned. So therefore, when you go up to Shemayim, the person is poor. Shem's going to say Hillel was poor and he learned. Why couldn't you have learned? Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim was poor. He learned. Why couldn't you have learned? That's the Maran Yuma says. So what's pshat in this Gemara? If Lamaisa, a person's unable to learn. They're not able to learn. They have too many tirdas. They're so poor, they can't even, they're just trying to put food in their mouth to stay alive. So they're a pater. So what do you want from them? And if a person can learn, despite his poverty, or despite his wealth, then we don't need an example from Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim and Hillel. It's Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav Hilchos Talmud Torah. A person's got to learn. A person has to learn Torah. So no matter what, Mevatel Torah, he's over an Isser. Bittel Torah is very serious. So you don't need an example from Hillel and Elzim and Charsim. Person's chayef to learn, he's chayef to learn. So if a person is mamish onus, so don't bring me Hillel and Elzim and Charsim, he's honest. And a person is not onus, if he's able to learn, then we don't need an example from Hillel and Elzim and Charsim, he's chayef even without Hillel and Elzim and Charsim. So the answer is that really there are two dinim, two aspects of Talmud Torah. One is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the other is limud haTorah lishma. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is only a person who's able to learn. A person who has kochos to learn, and he learns. There's a higher level. A higher level is that a person is not able to learn based on his kochos, but he elevates himself above his abilities and capacities, and he learns anyway. For example, a person's carrying a heavy sack. So, ooh, wow. A friend of mine was in Tzanchanim. He was trying to get into Tzanchanim. He did in the end. He was Matzliach. He was a Tzanchan. And he had to run around with a heavy sack of sand on his back for 3 hours. They didn't tell him when it was going to end. Go here, go there, go there, go here. So that was very difficult. But let's say you're carrying a heavy thing. So, oh boy, you're schlepping it. And then somebody says, oh, by the way, in there, there's gold, there's silver, there are diamonds, jewels, and you get to keep it, bring it home. Ah, now you have kochos. Mitzad mitzvahs talmud, we're talking the Gemara about a person who mitzad mitzvahs talmud Torah is pater. He can't learn. He's so poor, he can't learn. He's so rich, he's so busy, he can't learn. So we get to the mitzvah of talmud Torah is pater. But then there's a higher level. A higher level is the Torah lishma. Torah itself. Torah is being kadma la'olam. So we tie together with mitzvahs, Talmud Torah. So remember we said mitzvahs, when we're dealing with mitzvahs, a person's a mitzias. So you can't ask a mitzias to go out of his mitzias. He is a mitzias. What do you want from him? But when you're talking about the mitzvah of Talmud, we're talking about Talmud Torah, is Lima Torah Lishma, beyond the world. So the person goes above his mitzias. He's mevatel his mitzias and he learns Torah. And he's misached with the Torah. That's what a person can achieve. And that's Hillel and Elazar ben Charsim. It's not just mitzvah, mitzvah, Talmud Torah, they were pater. But mitzvah Torah Lishma, mitzvah Torah being kadma le'olam, that's how they learned. Beyond this world, they didn't have a mitzias anymore. They were misached with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so the Gemara talks about a person who's so busy learning, even in the bathroom he learns. Onse shiny. What's that? Onse shiny? It's mashma the Gemara that it's not a din in onus rachmana patre. It's mashma that l'chatchila, there's no iser hirer in the Beis HaMerchatz when a person's so involved in his learning. You can see it, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon said, Halacha in the Beis HaKisei La'onso, Kuf Beis in the Beis. What's going on with that? How could it be mutter to say Halacha in the Beis HaMerchatz in the Beis HaKisei? Onse shiny, it's not just onus rachmana patre. Onus rachmana patre means there's an iser, but your onus. Here it's mashma that it's mutter. The answer is that this person is so connected to Torah that he's above the mitzvahs of this world. He's above the makom. There is no makom. There is no Beis HaKisei. There is no Beis HaMerchatz. And that's what Torah Lishma is. Torah Lishma is not just that you negate any person's own impure motivations. Limud Lishma is you're not learning because there's a tzivui. You're not learning because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You're learning because you're becoming one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like a beautiful mashal of Abba Rebbe gives of a child who runs to his father and he says, Abba, Abba, Tati, Tati, Daddy, Daddy. What is he achieving when he says Daddy? He doesn't know. What information is he imparting? Does he not know this is his father? Does his father not know that he's the father? No. He hasn't seen his father in 2 weeks. His father lives in Ramat Beit Shemesh. And he goes to America every month for 2 weeks. He hasn't seen his father. He misses his father. And he runs. He says, Abba, Abba. Why? He loves his father. He's not trying to get anything from him. He's just happy. He's happy as his father. He just loves saying the word Abba. He loves seeing his father. He loves hugging his father. Same thing with Torah. It's such a beautiful mashal. When you learn Torah, every word is Torah. That's screaming, Abba, Abba. This is the will. This is the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oy Raisa L'Kut Shemricha Kul Achad. The person wants to grab, hold on to his beloved father. He grabs the Gemara. Can you imagine? The person's Chas V'Shalom at his father's grave. And he's crying, he's crying. What he would do again, to hold his father, to hug his father. Abba, Abba, he wants some connection to his father, but his father is gone. The goof is in the ground. But if he could have his father again, hug his father, how amazing it would be. Every time a person learns Torah, b'chol yom yubeinecha kechadoshim, at night we die. Hamachazir neshamas lufgari mesa, a person gets up in the morning. He was dead. Now he gets. He has the Torah. He has the Torah again. He's holding on to that Torah. Abba, Abba. This is the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the pleasure of learning Hashem's Torah. It says Torah is kinesinasa. Nesinasa Torah was given with Abba. Abba, Rabba, Aftanu, says the bracha. What's the expression of the Abba that he gave us the Torah? Ava Rab is the bracha of Torah. Birchas HaTorah counts for Birchas HaTorah. Gemara says, Paskin Shulchan Aruch. If you make Birchas HaTorah. The Torah kiviyochel the atzmus of Hashem. Ana nafshik sabas yahavis. So now that we've gone on this long road, sweetest and most beloved friends, we get back to where we began. Yom Chasunasa Zemat and Torah. The day of the giving of the Torah, Yom Kippur, is Yom Chasunasa, and it's also a day of Slicha Mechila. And we said the two must be connected, and now we understand how. Because you have this notion of tshuva, of Slicha Mechila. Where does Slicha Mechila get its koach from? From Torah. Because when one connects to Torah, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sorasecha starts the bracha of Harotzeh B'Shuvah. When one connects to Torah, he connects to the Atzmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's no Pagam. Kul Achad. He's one with Hashem. And that's what it means. Itzumo Shiyom is Machaper with Tshuva. Once one does Tshuva, the essence of Yom Kippur, because what Yom Kippur is supposed to do, is Yom Kippur is the day of the giving of the Torah, and if since it's the day of the giving of the Torah, that's where we reveal our oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayikra Elokim Laor Yom. Light is day. Yom is or. The Torah, Tzumo Shel Yom. The essence of the light is revealed. The or in Sof is revealed on this day. On Yom Kippur, the day of the giving of the Torah, we can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Atzmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can connect to the Yochel, to this or in Sof. Of course we have to do tshuva. But what type of tshuva? The tshuva is to get back to the Atzmo Shel Yom. Lios Mekushirim Atzmos. To connect to the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's Yom Chasunoso. Yom Chasunoso is a Matan Torah. What's the Chasuna? A Chasuna is a Hisachadus. It's a uniting of a Choslan and a Kala where they become one. And that's what the Rambam means in the Pnimius and Yanim. And that's what Yom Kippur is, where we become one with the Chasim with HaKadosh Baruch. And that's what the Rambam means, that Yom Kippur is Yom Tshuva Lakol. It's not just that it's the day that everybody does Tshuva, but that it's Tshuva Lakol, that everybody is doing Tshuva equally. In the Tshuva of Yom Kippur, we see this kashrus of a Jew with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and at this point everybody's equal. Normally in regular tshuva, everybody's different. Different people have different averes. People emphasize different averes. Some people shmir seinayim, for some people lashon hara, for some people little Torah, for some people stealing, for some... Everybody has their averes. Some people emphasize Kabbalah ala asid more, some people charat ala over. There are differences. But Yom Kippur of the Rambam is Yom Tshuva Lakol, Zman Tshuva Lakol. It's equal for everybody, because what's everybody doing? Everybody on Yom Kippur is being miskasher to the Atzmus. Everybody on Yom Kippur is connecting to the essential godliness, to Itzumo Shel Yom, the Elokus in the Torah, the godliness in the Torah. So we should all be Zoche to connect to the Atzmus of Hashem, to see that there's really no pagam at all, and that we're really one with Hashem. We should be Zoche to go Mala Mala. We know that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest place in the world, the Holy of Holies. And what's the centerpiece, literally, of the Holy of Holies? The Aron, the Torah, that's where it all comes to, because that's the highlight of the day, going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, sprinkling the Ketores. Ketores is Milashem Kesher, Chazal teaches us, connecting to Hashem, but connecting through what? Through Torah, because Torah is the Atzmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we do that, then we have a true Yom Chasunaso, we have a Matan Torah, and Mikoach that Torah, we have a day of Slicha and Mechila. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. And when we all get complete Kapara and Slicha, until we see the day very, very soon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals Himself and is Mesakein Oilam B'malchus Shakai. Amen v'amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you for listening and letting me share this very, very deep and beautiful Torah.